What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're answering the question, do narcissists know the difference between right and wrong? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back. Yes. The difference between right and wrong. Do narcissists know? So let me go ahead and start this off by saying this is just from my personal experience, y'all. What I've seen, what I've dealt with, encountering thousands of people over the last 3.5 years and also in the entirety of my life dealing with other narcissistic people and from my own personal experience as well. But for me, most narcissists, y'all, know the difference between right and wrong. They know that they're doing you wrong. They do. I'm just being realistic. Again, I know some people might see this video. Some narcissistic people might see this video and just like, well, Lee, you're lying. You don't speak for us. Did you not hear the part I said at the beginning? That this is my own personal perspective. You make your own video spouting your beliefs. That's fine. This is my personal, this is my channel. You do you. But yeah, that's where it goes though, y'all. So I do truly believe that most narcissists, you see, I said most, I didn't say all, most narcissists know the difference between right and wrong. That's why they hide, y'all. They know that they're doing you wrong. That's why they hide it, y'all. Why don't they want you telling people the stuff that they do to you? Why? If they didn't know it was wrong, why do they want to hide it? Oh, Lee, people just want people to be private. They want privacy in their relationships. Well, Lee, they can hit people. They can cheat. They can lie. They can do all. They just want privacy. Do they know that means that they know is wrong, y'all? They know it. When they do something good for you, or when something goes good for you in this relationship, do you hear them telling you to keep it secret? A lot of times, they don't tell you to keep it secret. Some of them might. But a lot of times, they want you to shout the good stuff from the highest peak, but whisper the bad things because it might make them look bad. You see what I'm saying? That's where it goes. That's how it goes. That's the perspective that a lot of people face. That's the dynamic that a lot of people face when you're dealing with narcissistic, toxic people. That's how it goes right there. Like, I keep telling people that most narcissists know the difference between right and wrong. And they use it as a cop-out. They try to say, oh, I didn't know that hurt your feelings. Oh, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know. Y'all, it's a cop-out. And the more times that they get away with it, the more times they're going to keep doing the same thing. Y'all, if they don't have an incentive to change the toxic behaviors, then why would they change the toxic behaviors that they feel like they're benefiting from? If I'm being toxic, if I'm being manipulative, if I'm lying, if I'm cheating, if I'm being abusive in any shape, any manner, and I'm still getting my needs met, why would I change those behaviors? I know what you, as a non-narcissistic person, will say. You're like, well, Lee, because you care about the person, you want the best for them. No, that's not how narcissists' minds work. No. They want the best for themselves. And if somehow serving me is good for you, then great. But most times when a narcissistic person is entitled and serving themselves and is selfish as hell, they do that to the detriment of other people around them, not to the benefit, to the detriment. Most people around narcissistic people, their closest people, typically suffer. Y'all know this. Y'all understand this space. Like I've said it before. The people around a narcissist, the closest people, typically get treated the worst. That's how it goes. So, yes, they know the difference between right and wrong. They know when they're doing right. They want you to shout it from the rooftops. But when they're doing wrong, they want you to whisper it and just keep everything between us. And let's work on this. Let's keep our relationship or things private or whatever. We don't need to tell the world. But I guarantee a lot of times, y'all, if you do something wrong to them, they shout into the world. They're spreading what you did to them like peanut butter, like a peanut butter spread, like a peanut butter jelly sandwich. That's what they're doing to you. They're spreading it like peanut butter and jelly. But that's the perspective, y'all. That's what so many people face. You know, that's why I tell people when you're dealing with a toxic, narcissistic person, a lot of times, this is going to be what you face. This is going to be what you encounter. Yeah, because most of them know that they're doing you wrong. But like I said, most, some of them, y'all, some narcissistic people don't know that they're doing you wrong. Some of them just don't have the mental fortitude to understand the difference between right and wrong. And should you leave those people alone? Hey, I'll leave it up to you, because if a person doesn't realize that they're doing you wrong and they just keep doing the same things over and over and over and over and over again, are you willing to just accept that behavior, narcissist or not? If they keep repeating the same toxic behavior that you told them, hey, look, you might not have known before, but I've told you now that this hurts me. If you do that and they just keep doing the same thing, it gets to the point where they might not know that they're doing you wrong, but they don't care anymore. They don't care if you take it as them treating you badly, because they're still somehow getting their needs met. Needs. I know y'all hear me repeat that a lot, but it is a lot of times about getting their damn needs met. That's what they want to do. They get their sexual needs, financial needs, mental needs, emotional needs, physical needs, whatever their needs met, validation, you know, the need for validation, the need to feel special, whatever needs that they have, they want their needs to be met. You know what I mean? That's how it goes. So that's why I say I would challenge you to understand, like, if you're dealing with somebody who keeps repeating, I didn't know they hurt you, I didn't know that you would feel that way, and they did it again and again and again, they don't care. And that's me being straightforward and forward and blunt. I said floored. That's me being straightforward and blunt with it. Because that's how the mind works right there. As long as my needs are being met, I don't care how you feel. I don't care I don't care about the end result, as long as there's a benefit to these actions, as long as there's a benefit to me behaving this way, as long as there's a benefit for me acting this way. Y'all keep hearing me repeat that. As long as there's a benefit, I'm going to keep doing it. Now let's go into the mindset of a narcissistic person. So I will say this right here is, again, for most narcissistic people right here, from my perspective, is that even though they know they're doing you wrong, they might not know why. They might not know why they are doing you wrong. And it's crazy. I had to keep repeating this, but I feel like I need to. Just because they don't know why they're doing you wrong doesn't excuse the behaviors. I know so many people are forgiving people. You want to make it work. You want to talk to your partner. You want to talk to your person. You want to do this. You want to do that. Y'all want to do that, right? But if they keep repeating the same behaviors over and over again, y'all, they're just not going to stop. Because it gets to the point in the narcissistic person's mind, they're like, if you are accepting it, then why would I change it? Why would I change a behavior that you accept? You know, because some of them, yeah, narcissistic people most narcissists are out to serve themselves and out to defend themselves in some way, shape, or form, right? So if I'm out serving myself and you get hurt in the process, maybe I didn't realize that this action would have hurt you. Maybe I didn't realize that this action was wrong. But now that you've corrected me, now I know. Now I have, hey, I don't like when you yell at me. Well, I didn't realize that you didn't like being yelled at. Whatever it is, y'all. This is a simple example. I know I always say cheating, but you can be yelling. Hey, I don't like when you scream at me. Well, I didn't realize that you didn't like being screamed at. I didn't realize I was hurting you. I didn't realize me yelling at you and screaming at you triggered you. I thought this was the only way I could talk, the only way you would understand. So they didn't know. And that example right there, they didn't know that the yelling and the screaming would trigger you. So if they keep doing the same thing over and over again, guess what happens? Now it's a choice. Now it's a behavior. Now it's meant to be, you know? Now this is the way things are going to go. This is what I tell people, like, be prepared. Be prepared, because this is going to keep going this way. And I know it sounds mean, but why would it get better? I know why it would get better for you on your side of things as an empath or a super compassionate person or a highly sensitive person. Why would it get better for a narcissistic person that is out to serve themselves, that is super selfish, that is extremely entitled? Why would it get better in that position right there? What are you telling yourself as you deal with this person? You know, what are you telling yourself? Like, well, maybe it'll get better. I told them, so maybe they can correct their behavior. So now what happens? Now what happens? Huh? Now how did this go in this space right here? You know, so that's what so many people have to prepare for right there. That's what I'm just telling you, y'all. This is, again, y'all, this is not for me to rag on narcissists or make you feel bad for yourself or forgive them or whatever. This is me just telling you, hey, this is how it's going to be. they know the difference between right and wrong. Because, and I'm going to tell you another example. Right? This is popped in my head. This just popped in my head. Just ask yourself, okay, if you did the same behavior, would they tolerate it? Whatever behavior that you're telling them is wrong, if you did the same behavior, would they tolerate it? This is not me. Listen right here. I'll pump the brakes. This is not me telling you or asking you to go up to ask your partner, hey, if I did the same thing, would you tolerate it? Because they're going to have an excuse. I promise. They're going to have an excuse for their behaviors. This is how it goes. They're going to excuse their behaviors in some way, shape, or form. That's just how a narcissistic person's mind works, right? That's how it's going to go. So, but would they excuse you, or would they be good to you or be nice to you if you did the same thing to them that they're doing to you repeatedly? You know, it's baby steps in the right direction and the healing and the growth. So this is something you have to ask yourself and have to reconcile with yourself. This is easy. That will help you know that they will help you confirm the fact that they do know what they're doing, that they do know what they are doing. Absolutely, they do know, you know. So yeah, I'm gonna cut this episode short. Thank y'all for tuning in. My first video series course is coming out next week, y'all. It's the seven stages. It's understanding the seven stages of a toxic relationship with Lee Hammack from the perspective of a narcissist. Ooh, it's gonna be fire, y'all. Join the newsletter. The link is in the bio. Thank you so much. Until this is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kid's book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.